Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And this is one of a series of interviews with leading professionals in the network of private parent choice schools and programs for treatment for troubled teens and young people. Now today we're going to talk about transitions, particularly transitional coaching for families. And I have two guests here that have combined up and are starting to collaborate and work together. First is Ruben Jimenez. Ruben is the author of The Road Home, A Guide for the Return from Treatment. Hi, Ruben. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Lon.
Okay, and then the other guest is Guy Dumas. He developed Continuum Coaching Model and specifically designed to help families or kids returning from the wilderness. Welcome, Guy. Good to have you here, too.
Hi, Lon. It's my pleasure to be here.
All right, well, let's talk about transitions. We all go through transitions, you know, transitions from graduating from high school, getting married, careers, and all that kind of thing. So what are you thinking of in transitional, and what's the problem that you guys are in business to try to solve? Ruben, you want to start that?
You bet. I basically think that the transition out of wilderness programs and out of therapeutic boarding schools is a pretty challenging transition, Lon. I think that of all transitions that we take in life, I would say that that rite of passage is for a few souls in this country and hopefully many more to come. I think wilderness is a great way to help a person. But coming back out of the wilderness and into this world, I think that transition really can rock the family. And a lot of what I've seen is a lot of parents and adolescents and young adults really need quite a bit of support in order to succeed. And I think transitional support is really the key to ensuring the gains that they made in the wilderness or boarding school.
Well, Guy, let's get your thoughts in on this, because I've been in this business and working in these schools and programs for a number of years, and it's always been a problem. The tendency when a kid completes a program, there's a strong tendency to regress. What have you seen in that, Guy, and how much of a problem do you think it is?
Well, it's why I got into working with young people in transitions. We've got a lot of programs in schools that do really good work while the kids are in the program. And I think oftentimes we assume that the program graduate has learned to navigate through the challenges that are going to come to them at home and in school and community in a new and effective way while they're in a structured program. But that thought process has some risk because they really haven't been tested. And it's a different approach, it's a different set of skills that they need to put into place, and that especially in those initial first few months that they're at home, they need to approach that that new beginning in a new way.
All right, well, you guys have been working and doing this for a number of years. Well, Ruben, how long have you been working in this, particularly in this transition of working and coaching for families?
I left wilderness a wilderness program about 5-6 years ago. I was a wilderness therapist in charge of Dallas boys and eventually the adult group. And I basically started doing transitional support about 5 or 6 years ago. And it was such a learning curve, Lon. I'll tell you, it's taught me a lot. That's why I wrote the book, because I thought, I'm going to work with the parents. And, of course, we need someone to work with the young adult and the teen, but I found a lot of traction working with the parents, because they are stunned and somewhat bewildered when their child comes home and they need a little bit of support.
In other words, they come home sometimes and they just fall apart or go back to their old habits?
Well, I got to tell you that it's the parents that fall apart as much as the kid, because mm-hmm. they're nervous and scared. They're not quite sure what to do. This person that's come back from treatment is a different person. Yes, they got their child back, but this child now has a whole new set of skills and ways of being. And the temptations are pretty great when they come home to go back to their old ways. And so I think, yes, the young adult and teenager is certainly at risk for regression, but actually the parents can fall apart too. Just because their child went to treatment doesn't mean the parents went to treatment.
So, Guy, do you want to add a little bit to that? And how long have you been involved in this transition coaching?
Well, I've been working with kids transitioning out of wilderness for a little of 10 years now, or just since 2004. And you know, what Ruben says is true. I've always said that the parents break the contract first. And that's one of the things I appreciate about Ruben's approach is the work that he does with the parents to help them develop a contract, a home contract, that really comes from who they are and what's important to them. Because that piece does fall apart, and my approach has been a little bit different, is I just assume that that sort of process might happen, and so I focus on what the adolescents or the young adults need to do in order to sort of reduce the effect of parents having challenges deal with that. Look, when a graduate comes out of a program, he or she has to come home, make connections in the community. They need to demonstrate to their parents that they have a changed persona, and they need to make solid steps forward that distance themselves from past habits and patterns. And the parents really do need to see a change in order to trust the work and the effort that the young people have put in place while they've been in the programs.
Well, it makes a lot of sense because you can say a wilderness program. The child has been in that program learning new habits 24/7 for whatever the period of time is, and the parents haven't had that. They haven't had the chance to adjust and change their thinking. And without some help, they're going to assume that the kid comes back as the one that they left. So it makes sense that the parents would be the one most likely to fall apart. So you've seen this problem, the transitioning back, a regression all too often. So that's the problem that you're trying to focus on. How do you stop that or minimize that regression? So how did you guys come to team up and work collaboratively? Ruben, you want to start that?
You bet. So basically, when Guy and I were talking in the last few years, we basically realized that our success rates were really high. We're small operators. We really control quality. We do most of the work ourselves. Matter of fact, all the work ourselves with our clients. So we really control quality, and we have really high success rates. And then we realized that our individual approaches actually complement each other completely. Ideologically, we are on the same page. So the idea is that we collaborate well. If we're working with one family together, he's working with the student, I'm working with the parent, and that we're really collaborating in unison. You know, not all the time does a family need a parent coach such as myself. Sometimes they just need someone, you know, really focused on their child, such what Guy does. But sometimes the family really needs both of us working.
And so the teaming up, the two of you, each one sort of focusing on one half of it, is what you found works the best?
Yeah, this is Ruben speaking. Absolutely. We basically have our area of expertise and our own bias, and they complement each other.
So if a parent calls one of you and you talk to them about it and they have a child that's coming back from a therapeutic boarding school or a wilderness program or something like that, and you feel like both parents and the child need the help, you can suggest, all right, let's bring this other, I hear this colleague, and bring it together, and we can double up the effort to make sure it's a smooth transition. Do I have it about right?
This is Ruben. That's correct. Guy, do you have a comment on that?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree on that.
Okay. Well, we've about run out of time. It's a big subject, but I think we've covered the basics of it. But Guy, let's you go first. Could you tell me how, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, if they like what you've said and want to call you or get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you and the name of your business and the website and all of that?
Because this is a podcast and it's spoken, probably the easiest way to get a hold of me is to just pick up the phone and call. My number is 435-820-4500, and you can also email me at guy@continuumcoaching.net.
All right, and Ruben, the same for you?
Yeah, I'm like Guy. I prefer a phone call. My phone number is 970 416-426-9227. I always do a free consult up to an hour. And then my email is ruben@rubenjimenez.com, and that's RUBENJIMENEZ.
All right. Well, this is Lon Woodbury, educational consultant. We've been talking with Ruben Jimenez and Guy Dumas as the Transitional Coaching for Families and the work that they do. And be sure to come back, tune back for the next in this series of interviews for professionals that work with troubled teens.